Welcome to Blessings from Beulah Street, this weekly program of timeless Southern gospel music and a thoughtful message is brought to you by the Mount Calvary Community Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Along the way, we trust you'll find hope, forgiveness, and resurrection in the music and the message. We'll begin this week's program with the Mount Calvary Singers and a medley of Let There Be Light and The Lighthouse on Blessings from Beulah Street.
Lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I hold my life to Him. Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin, He has shown a light around me that I could clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, if it wasn't for the lighthouse, if it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be?
Gonna move right into my Father's house on Heaven's Avenue. That's the Mount Calvary Singers on Blessings from Beulah Street. Up next, the Gaithers.
I come to the garden alone. I hear
Here's Mount Calvary's senior pastor, Charlie Wood, with today's message that talks about the beauty of the messenger who brings us good news.
I have some letters that were sent to pastors, and these letters were shared. First of all, from Dear Arnold. He's age 7. He's in Nashville. He said, "Dear Pastor, I know God loves everybody, but he never met my sister." That's what he wrote. Ralph, age 11, from Akron, Ohio. He said, "Dear Pastor, I liked your sermon on Sunday, especially when it was finished." That's what I like to hear over there. Alex, age 10, he's down in Raleigh, North Carolina, and he said, "Pastor, please pray for our little league team. We need God's help or a new pitcher." One or the other like that. Josh, age 10, he's from South Pasadena. He said, "Dear Pastor, my father says I should learn the Ten Commandments, but I don't think I want to because we have enough rules already in my house, so we're not doing that." Chris from Titusville, he's, "Dear Pastor, who does God pray to? Is there a God for God?" These are the kind of questions, you know, kids are going to send you over there. Stephen, age 80, from Chicago, and he said, "Dear Pastor, I would love to go to heaven someday because I know my brother won't be there." So that's the kind of thing. Lauren, age 9, she's from Tacoma. "Dear Pastor, I think a lot more people would come to your church if you moved it to Disneyland." So that's the kind of something we'll take up with the deacons over here, you know, the trustees over here. And finally, Annette, she's from Albany, New York, and she wrote the letter to the pastor. "Dear Pastor, my mother is very religious. She goes to play bingo at your church every week, even if she has a cold. She will come play bingo at your church every week." Folks, it just seems like you find yourself doing things and having to deal with certain subjects and events in your life that you didn't plan for. And it just seems like, boy, sometimes I seem to be in the situation where I've had to bear bad news, to make phone calls to my mother explaining that my dear sister was not going to be with us long unless God stepped in, performed a miracle. When I was doing things, and I know that in different family members that I met and were talking to like that, and they would give you updates, and they would talk, certain things were going on, and I've been so moved by so many of the prayer requests about how that God is still on the throne and God is still in the healing business. But out of the people that are definitely suffering through physical challenges, through challenges within their life, it's things that they can't find a way through unless God intervenes. And so today, I decided I need to lighten it up a little bit. I'm going to read you a passage of scripture that's found in the book of Isaiah in chapter 52. And this scripture reads in the 7th verse, How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word. And God, just for a few moments, allow us to focus for all the good things that you have for us, each one as an individual. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen, 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 and amen. I like good news. I love good news. And as I read this scripture and I was thinking about it, and I love the way it's poetically written over there, and it talks about how the messenger, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bring good news. Now, some years ago, I was in the room, my father over here had his shoes off, socks, or doing something like this, and I looked down, and I hate to say this, I looked at his feet, I looked at his toenails. They were not pretty. Them old things had gotten like this. You know how those get, you get a little age on like that? I mean, those things are all cracked up. They're going like this. And I hate to say it now, when I take my shoes off and takes my socks off and I look down, I see my father's toenails. And I'm very disappointed because I'm like, you know, I just wish I could reach down there and do something about it, but I can't. So when you think of a person's feet, you really don't think of something being very attractive usually. I know back in these days, the messengers would go to town to town to bring news and all like that, wearing those sandals and going on those dusty, dirty. Trust me, their feet were not the prettiest things you ever want to look at. I know that sometimes in your life, you get excited when company's coming. For many of you, it's a time to actually clean your house. Amen? Right? It's a time to go through. Oh, I need to put that away. I need to kind of straighten this up. I need to make it more presentable. Just last week, I saw my cousin Donnie. He was here, and he'd come to the mountains there to visit my parents over there. And went up and, oh, what a great little reunion. Looking forward to that. And I made the mistake of going to the bathroom, washed my hands, and I reached up for the towel. And this towel was just, it was beautiful. It looked like it come right out of the package, and it was thick. It would just dry your hands so well. And I brought this towel out, and I said, Cousin Donnie, I am so glad that you have come to visit us here at my mother's house. Because usually when I get here, the hand towels are the ones you can see through almost. You know, they're so thin. You can barely, they've been washed, I don't know, hundreds upon hundreds of times. But what? Because company was coming, and I no longer qualified as that thing is company. Because company was coming, the good towels were put up. Now, when you read this scripture, you know it's not about the individual. It's not about the messenger. It's not about the messenger's feet. This scripture is about the message. And the message that is shared in this set of scripture is an individual who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, Israel, your God reigns. The key to this scripture is the same key that each and every one of us should have within our hearts, as we've been given good news. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances come about, God has given us His good news. This book that I have open in front of me is just filled with page after page of good news about what God did for me. Psalm 42, He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock. We may have to go through things that we have to deal with. We may have to go through situations, and whether it's a response to a visit to a doctor, where it's a family individual that's, you know, you have to say goodbye to. We have to go through things. We have to deal with things. But trust me, folks, we have the good news. Each and every one of us, Christ died for. I think you ought to read about the good news before you watch the news. Uh-oh. I heard a whole lot of political amens out there. They were almost silent. Barely. I think you ought to read about the good news before you decide to pick up the phone and deal with a phone call that you're not really looking forward to. You know, it's real easy to share good news. When you've got something that goes on in your life, and I see people, and you walk up to them, you meet them, and it looks like, they just can't wait. They just can't take to tell you something's good has happened. Oh, my goodness, it's just, let me tell you. But the bad things that happen in your life, and the phone call that you may have to make, if you're like me, what do? You have a tendency to kind of put those off. Kind of wait as long as you can. Conan, so many times I know that before I pick up that phone, before I have a conversation with that individual, so many times in my life and in my heart, I know that I dread that moment. But I'm here to tell you that God loves you through the bad news just as much as He loves you through the good news. There is nothing today, I've said many times, there is nothing today that you are going to do that is going to make God love you any less. There's no bad thing, there's no misstep that you can take that is going to make God love you any less. on the same track. There is nothing so good that you can do for another that's going to make God love you anymore. God's love is consistent. I've spent my life many times, I hate to say that, but it's true. I know many times in my life I've spent my life in making the wrong focus. Somebody described it sometimes and said, well, you know, you'll meet people in life and they're takers. They're takers. And then you have other people that you meet in your life, they're what is known as traitors. They're traitors. Then you have what you should strive for, and the writer described it as investors. Now, what do you mean by that? It's been described as and I know I've been guilty of being a taker. And the writer said, you know what? Said it's sort of like this. Some people live their lives like they're like they're playing a slot machine. Woo. They have all these coins, and what they do is they try to put in just a few coins they can and hopefully hit a big jackpot. Hey! Then other people, they are traders. They will do things for you, kind of waiting to see in trade of what you're going to do good for them. Kind of a little give and take. I did this, but I'm kind of expecting. I did that, and they just didn't appreciate it, so I'm not going to do it again. And then there are people who are investors. And the investors are people who simply take their time. They take their talents. They take the things that God has given them, and they invest in other people. And trust me, investing is just like the stock market. Anybody have anything stock market over here? Don't raise your hand. I don't want to know. But if you put something in the stock market, you have very little control on what's going to happen with that money you put in the stock market, do you? You don't really know if it's going to go up, if it's going to go down. I know some of you have been there. Some of you, I invested. Let me tell you how I did. And other people, you ask them, like, oh, yeah, I invested. I'll tell you one thing. You know, they'll kind of hold their head down like that. No. You have very little control. And it's the same way with people. Investors simply take their time. They take their efforts. They take the talents that they have been given, but they invest in other people. Because trust me, at some time, there will be a return. I believe that God will honor every good gift that you do. Everything, even the smallest cup of water that is given in His name, God sees that and rewards it. I hope that I'm not the same man that I used to be, and I hope that I am striving to simply be an investor in other people. Why? Because I've got the good news. You turn on the television, you hear all kind of things. If that story is terrible, if that story is horrible, all like that, more people tune in, they say. I don't know. But I'm here to tell you today that we should be the people that shout about peace. We should be the people that shout about glad tidings of good things. We should be the people that shout about salvation and about how our God reigns. Amen. Amen. I had to have a little laughter today. I just felt like doing it. I felt like God said, you know, y'all had enough things. You've had serious enough. You ought to come in and you ought to have a little fun. But I believe this has been a day that the Lord has made, and He has ordained that we should gather together in His house and share the good news. Because how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of Him who bring good news. If you're bringing good news about the Lord Jesus Christ, it'll make a difference in people's lives. You will be investing in something that is the most cherished gift of all. Love. Love. And I dare say, over these last few weeks that I've had to deal with serious subjects and sometimes the bearer of bad news, I have been simply overwhelmed by the support that I personally have received and how my family has received. I'm here to tell you, God's love. When you share the good news about God's love, He will honor it. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in Your house today, and God, I want to thank you for each one that took part in the service today, for all the singers, for the musicians out there. And God, we thank you for our guests coming in today and deciding to simply worship with us in spirit and truth. But God, we also ask you now to challenge us within our hearts of hearts. Heavenly Father, challenge us to be investors in others, to put the needs of others before ourselves. And most of all, the way to do that, God, is to simply share the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Heavenly Father, if it be your will, bring us back again to sing praises unto your name. Give us safe traveling mercies this week and allow us to share with somebody the good news. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen, amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us on Blessings from Beulah Street. If you have a prayer request or if you'd like more information about Mount Calvary Community Church, please call us at 703-971-0165. We'd love to hear from you. Mount Calvary Community Church is located at 6731 Beulah Street in Alexandria, Virginia. You can find live webcasts of our Sunday services on Facebook and find us online at www.mountcalvary.cc. You can hear replays of this and other Blessings from Beulah Street programs by going to blessingsfrombeulahstreet.com. Click on the Listen button. Now, on behalf of Senior Pastor Charlie Wood, Associate Pastor Matt Lanham, and everyone at Mount Calvary Community Church, I'm Roger Wallace. Thanks for listening.